This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. A legislator who led an inquiry into the State Department of Children and Families last year says the state will likely need to pour more money into the agency to help it get on track. That after two recent cases are again shining a spotlight on DCF. This past weekend, a two-year-old girl died and a 22-month-old was found in critical condition in an Auburn foster home. State leaders revealed there were many 911 calls involving the home in recent years, and the foster mother was dating a man who did not go through any DCF screening. Authorities have not determined what happened to the children. Earlier this summer, a 7-year-old Hardwick boy was beaten, starved, and dehydrated, allegedly by his father, who had recently gained custody. We spoke today with State Representative David Lenski of Natick. He chairs a House committee that held last year's hearings and issued a report on the DCF. That report called DCF an agency in crisis. And we asked Lenski if it still is.
I don't know if DCF is currently in crisis. The legislature in the past two fiscal years has greatly increased their budgets. We're giving them the money that they need, and we gave them direction about how they can improve their agency. And I know that they've made great progress.
Remind us again, how much of a budget increase has gone through for DCF?
Well, in the previous fiscal year, the one that we just finished, the FY15 budget, we added $48 million to their budget. In FY16, we added an additional $37 million. The total appropriation now for DCF is just short of $900 million.
The increase was partly so DCF could hire more caseworkers to bring caseloads down to 15 per social worker, but we did hear from Human Service Secretary Mary Lou Sutters yesterday the caseload's still about 20.
So right. What is happening there is that they have added a large number of new social workers, but over the past 2 years, for a variety of factors, their caseload overall has increased greatly.
What is it going to take to reduce the caseloads?
I think that we're going to have to pump in more money, unfortunately. But we need to make sure that they're trained. We need to make sure that they're adequately supervised, to make sure that the line social workers, who, quite frankly, many of whom are young and inexperienced, that somebody is, with more experienced eyes, taking a look at the most difficult cases.
It has come to light that there were dozens of 911 calls to the apartment where the foster mother lived since 2008. Still, state leaders say a lot of those calls happened before the woman became a licensed foster parent. But right now, criminal background checks are done on prospective foster parents. The state does not check with local police to see about reports involving that person or family or calls to that address. And wondering if you think that's something that should become part of state law or regulations.
It certainly should be looked at, because the Corey checks only show criminal convictions and court appearances. There needs to be something in place to make sure that, number one, DCF has discretion to say yes or no to a prospective foster family, but that more information certainly can't hurt.
Should there be regulations involving the need for DCF to follow up with people associated with the household?
Yeah, absolutely. They do have regulations about looking at what they call frequent visitors to the house. But that's a very difficult area to enforce, and that's going to have to, at least now, rely on the truthfulness of the people supplying that information about who is a frequent visitor or not. I think that that's an area where DCF may need to do a more intensive screening process.
Who is responsible for making sure that DCF is carrying out or implementing these recommendations from the legislature?
Everyone in state government bears some responsibility here. Obviously, DCF is an executive branch agency. They report to the governor. But we in the legislature have a responsibility as well.
Sometimes when something is everyone's responsibility, it sort of becomes no one's responsibility.
All of these kids are all of society's responsibility. So we as a society need to make sure that these kids, who have so many odds stacked against them, get every possible opportunity to thrive.
State Representative David Linsky of Natick, who co-chaired legislative hearings and a report on DCF last year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.